This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
On Tuesday, the 7th day of October, 2025. Mm-hmm. She's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Welcome to hockey season.
Hey.
It's Hockey Eve in Vegas.
Are you excited, dude?
Dude, if you leave out a maple bar and some Molson Canadian, if you can find it, Wayne Gretzky comes to your house tonight.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah, he visits all the good boys and girls who are ready for hockey season. VGK starts it off against those dirty LA Kings.
Yes.
Tomorrow night. We still hate them from way back. You hate San Jose more. It's their pennant. San Jose is like easily the worst team in the league.
Uh-huh.
And that's how it should be for their sins that they committed
that's
in years
hilarious.
Past.
I know nothing about the LA Kings, even though I lived there for so long. I only know that my girlfriend Pia Toscano was their like mascot singing national anthem.
She was national anthem girl for them.
So I would cheer for them just because for her.
Yeah.
Obviously not with VGK, I would never.
Oh, they suck.
That's all I knew. And now goodbye, suckers.
I had an F-bomb on my lips, ready to come out. I realized in my brain was ready to throw.
You're passionate.
I'm glad you realized it.
F-bomb was on the way. And it should be honest to God. VGK's got a really good chance at winning the cup. Super good chance.
Nice.
In fact, if I was putting money on it, there's this guy, Michaela, Connor McDavid.
Mm-hmm.
He's the GOAT of the NHL.
Okay.
Like, he's the best player. He's the Asia Wilson.
Say less of the
NHL.
Thank you.
And he just took way less. They were waiting to sign a contract extension. His contract was going to be up this year.
Yeah.
Dude could have made $20 million. Easily, which is more. This guy just signed a record-setting contract, which was $17 million.
Oh wow!
And this Connor per year, which for the major sports is not a whole lot.
Really?
Oh yeah, there's a guy who plays for the Celtics that signed a $60 million deal.
Oh, true. But
football quarterbacks. What are those guys getting? 25, 30?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
A year.
Football, surprisingly, as well.
I think I knew.
So it's nuts like that. So anyway,
that's a lot of money.
Connor could have gotten $20 million if he'd have wanted it, and he signed a 2-year extension for $12.5 million yesterday, so that Edmonton would have more money to spend so they can try and win a cup.
Generous as can be and so athletic.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go cry in your $100 bills for 12 and a half.
Listen, I still thought it was $17 million. I was like, in a total, a year. That's a lot of money.
Yeah,
just
and that
live
dude,
your life.
That dude that signed for the 17, his team, they're all right. They're okay. He's good. He's pretty good if he doesn't get hurt.
So. That's crazy.
Oh, it's hockey season.
Let's go. What was his name again? Connor McDavid.
You know how much I love it.
What was his name? Connor McDavid?
Connor McJesus.
Connor McJesus. Do my homework tonight.
Yeah. And Colorado's going to be a problem as well.
Okay.
That's enough.
Noted.
Enough hockey talk for one day.
Great.
One day.
Just one today.
Day. One day. Yeah, we'll just... Yeah. Noted Toronto Maple Leafs fan, Justin Bieber.
Well done.
Yeah, I'll lay it out. How are you guys doing? You all right?
We're doing good.
I had dinner with Frank Mir last night.
Hang on a second. I need to know more about this in a second.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Right, let's handicap the Atlantic division now of the NHL. No. That's a different show. It's a different show and a different time. Who'd you have dinner with?
I had dinner last night with Frank Mir. And not that I'm so close to
Wait
him.
A minute. So first we talked hockey and now we're going to talk UFC. Let's just, that's right. We're changing formats. Metallica and Def Leppard coming up next.
Listen, I just said it because I wanted to impress you. I went to this birthday dinner last night and I was chatting with this wife. But the boys
Who's
in my
fantastic,
band.
Fantastic, by the way. Frank Mir's wife.
Oh,
is she not the greatest?
With her. Okay, yeah. So her and I are like chatting all night. I love her. But the boys in my band are acting so weird.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, what's going on with them? At one point, I see my bass player getting a photo. And I'm like, what is happening?
With Frank or with his wife?
With Frank.
Or both.
Maybe both. With Frank. And so I'm talking with his wife and I'm talking to this other woman. The best conversation. Wonderful. So fun. And at the end, they were like, yeah, Michaela, he's like a legend. And then I was like, oh yeah, I do remember that. But I was so never like a UFC girl. But my boys were losing their mind yesterday. So I just wanted to contribute to your hockey talk.
Oh, with some UFC?
Like, hey,
with some other testosterone?
I know some sports like that.
Frank, and he's so good looking.
He's so good looking, but so humble. Like, you would never know he was like a legendary UFC guy.
One of my favorite stories of Toy Drive. Frank Mir comes to Toy Drive to represent UFC, right? Frank's such a good dude. So not a morning guy. So he's a little edgy. He's a little edgy. And I get it. And rightfully so.
It's early.
And I'm excitable and he's not feeling that. And you know,
I feel that.
The whole thing cuz he's kind of reserved the right word? Strong silent type. You know what
100%.
I mean? 100%. Not a whole lot of words.
Yeah, yes.
And even though he's done TV and stuff like that, but again, it's morning, he's not having it. And the bit that I was going with was that, you know, we all think, because from movies, you all think that like Rocky, you get out of bed at the crack of dawn. You get out of bed before the sun comes up. You crack a couple of raw eggs into a glass. You slug them down.
Yeah, you're ready to go.
And then you go out for a run. You know, and then you start training.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm trying to relate. I'm trying to bond. I'm trying to find some common ground. And I was like, so is this right about when you start training? And he can now he cannot be more disgusted
with me. Oh, no.
And he's like, no. Oh. I fight at night, so I train at night. And he goes, I'm never up. He goes, maybe I might just be going to bed right around this time.
Okay, to be fair, I would have thought he trained in the morning.
Sure, of course. We all think that. You know why? Again, Rocky movies.
Yeah.
Or whatever stupid boxing movie. You've seen because there's not a lot of
wake up at 4 a.m.
Yeah, there's not a lot of MMA movies out there.
True.
We all think that they get up early. And it just didn't work with us.
Oh my God.
And later on, and he's a super nice guy. I really liked Frank.
Well, and you know, his daughter, I didn't know this. She's like 22 now.
Yep.
And they were like, Dana says she's going to be the next like big thing. And they were showing me videos and I was like, also trying to relate. I was like,
and what were you doing
don't
there?
Say this, Michaela.
Wait, what were you doing there?
It was a birthday party. So it was for one of the guys over at Nowhere Lounge. He had like a small dinner party.
So
we were all just talking, but then naturally.
And that's why your band was there and all of that.
Uh-huh. But when they were showing me Bella, their daughter, and she's badass, I was like, I take boxing lessons and And then as I said it, I was like, shut!
And then you're like, stop it. Yeah.
Now!
That's the equivalent of like, yeah, I played a little high school ball.
I was that person.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
On 98.5 KLUC.
First pick brought to you by Northwest Career College. Choose your career path today. By the way, like it just said, first things first. Michaela, would you like to hear Diamonds by Rihanna or California Love?
Ooh, California Love.
Okay, got it.
Thank you.
She wants to stay anonymous, so fine. My best friend's little girl just started soccer. She is 6 and she is terrible. Like, not terrible like the rest of the kids.
Oh, God.
Well, I coach 6-year-old soccer. It's the greatest.
You did?
Oh, my
Wait,
God.
Wait, that's so cute.
Yes, when I was a stepdad. I coached 6-year-old
soccer. Oh, my God.
It was fantastic. It was so much fun.
And were they all terrible? Or are they just because they're just so little? Or they're like, okay.
Yeah, some are better than others. And to teach concepts and, you know, like real basic, like pass the ball.
Yeah.
You know, like you can pass. If you pass the ball, you get there a lot sooner than if you just keep the ball.
Oh, they're like, mm-mm.
Running. If you pass the ball and then you run, you'll get the ball back. And that's a good thing if we do this right. You know, and you have them all hold a rope so
yeah.
that they stay lined up.
Oh,
you know, don't
so
make the rope.
Cute.
Don't make the rope squiggly.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. So that they try to stay in, you know, all of that. And I understand this kid. She's 6 and she's terrible, not just terrible like the rest of them. She is quite literally afraid to kick the ball. She's afraid it'll hurt.
Yeah, might.
It's kind of tough to play soccer like that,
yeah.
says the email. My friend asked me for an honest assessment. I told her. And then my friend asked if she should take her out of soccer in the middle of the season to save face and any further humiliation. It's hard to tell if she enjoys it or not. Every time you ask her, she says yes, but I'm not sure if Aww. She's telling the truth because she doesn't want to be a disappointment. There's definitely a lesson here about sticking it out and finishing what you've started. What do you guys in the P1s think? Thank you for referencing P1s. P1s are the folks, we've used this term for a long time. It's an industry term, actually. P1s are the folks who are the top line listeners, the ones who come to this show on purpose. So mm-hmm. thank you for using that term, and
yeah.
thank you for being a P1. 702-364-9898. Caller number 25. Louis Tomlinson from One Direction. He's going on tour. Got a new song out called Lemonade. We've got 2 tickets for that show at Resorts World next June. 702-364-9898. Do you yank them or do you make them stick it out?
And remember, they're 6.
And they're 6.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't get a, I know the first question, ask her. She having fun? They've asked her.
Yeah.
Can't quite get a read on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know my answer.
Yeah, and I think, you know what we're going to learn a lot about? Hang on. Let's get started on this here. What we're going to learn a lot about is, I think, parenting styles. But I'm interested.
Oh,
first
yeah.
pick right now, 702-364-9898.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First this on 98.5 KLUC.
My friend's little girl just started soccer. She's 6 years old. She is terrible. You shouldn't say that. No, it's the truth. Stop it. First Pick brought to you by Northwest Career College. Choose your career path today. It's not professional soccer for this kid. Not yet. Not yet. You never know. You never know when the light turns on. You never know.
True.
But right now, she's quite literally afraid to kick the ball.
Which is so cute to me with her little dumb shin guards on. She's just a little girl.
And God love them. You got the, it's really, man, it was, honest to God, it was the coolest thing. This was so long ago. It was the coolest thing that when one of them graduated, her mom called. Her mom called and said, just want to let you know that little girl that you coached when she was 6 years old is graduating from high school today.
Crazy.
And I broke down in uncontrollable sobbing tears.
Oh, it was the greatest. That's awesome.
Well, mostly because I realized how old I was.
Yeah, that's
but
fair.
But then
she graduated.
Yeah, that they cared.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. And that they remembered, you know?
Of course.
My friend asked if she should take her out of soccer in the middle of the season to save face and any further humiliation.
Oh my God.
You always get, there's always the one or two that, you know, while you're in the, where you're in the line doing drills in practice, they're doing cartwheels and farting around,
picking out their bugs.
It's great. It's hard to tell if she enjoys it or not. There's definitely a lesson here about sticking it out and finishing what you've started. What do you think? Adrian, who's on the phone?
Gino Santos from Cadence.
Oh, boy, Gino. What's up, Gino? What's up, dude?
Hi, good morning.
Hi, buddy. Do you pull her out of, in the middle of the season? Because she sucks. And it's hard to tell if she's actually enjoying it or not.
Definitely not. Until the kid says, I don't want to do this anymore, no, she got to stay.
I thought that,
she
too.
She got to give it a try. And at least, you know, have the experience, enjoy it, and, you know, meet some friends, definitely.
All of those things, Gino, it's like my voice is coming out of your mouth. Seriously, that's how I felt about it, too. If she's not crying, you know.
She said she's having fun.
Yeah, I'll let her do it. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Gino, hang on 1 second. We got Louis Tomlinson tickets for you.
Thank you.
Our brother. Any other thoughts?
I just think it's
crazy. We know McKenna was on the verge of going pro.
Yes, I was.
She played a little high school ball.
Here we go with you too.
I know. I love it. I think if you're humiliated by your 6 year old who's afraid to kick the ball, we've got bigger problems, sister.
100%.
I did not take that way, to be fair.
Okay.
I took that as humiliation for the kid because she's not good at this. And
no, I mean, either way, if it's for her, like, she's six. Once she learns how to kick the ball, she'll be fine. I was afraid of the ball. Like, you're just a six-year-old baby girl. She said she's having fun. Let her play the game. Be cool.
They don't know if she's having fun or not.
She says she is. So until she's like, I hate it.
Yeah.
Do you like it? Yes. Great. Stay in it.
Like I said, if there's no tears, I think you're okay.
Yes.
And to your point, even though she didn't say it like that, the humiliation thing, like framing it like that with a six-year-old is completely weird to me. Like, that's odd.
Let me read it again. My friend asked if she should take her out of soccer in the middle of the season to save face and any further humiliation because you've got a kid that really sucks at soccer and is afraid to kick the ball. I think they were worried about,
I think if 15, 16 maybe, but six?
Yeah, you go to a six-year-old soccer game, it's all like a tumbleweed. They're all running in a patch.
they're falling.
I hear you.
So,
but kids can be cruel. I get this. I do get that. For the record, I'll be the one that stands up and goes, I get the humiliation question.
And I will say, there was a video that went viral like 2 weeks ago where a mom was talking to her seven-year-old kid about playing football and like, yo, you need to tackle, and was using cuss words and like very, very aggressive towards a seven-year-old. Like, absolutely not. In the thing that you read that say you need to finish. You need to finish. There's a lesson in that. There's teamwork. There's learning to lose. There is learning to be embarrassed because sometimes you are going to do things and you're going to mess up in front of people.
Oh, coming from the father himself.
Of a six-year-old.
There's a whole bunch of things. Now, if they say, hey, I'm not having fun with this, then this is the last season because you're still going to finish because you started.
Yep.
Period.
If it's, like I said, if there was tears, I'd consider maybe, you know, this isn't something you need to do. But I'm with, amen. I'm with you 100% on all of that. We could probably do a whole half hour or more on youth sports.
Mm.
Just 100%.
just what that has become. Wow. Just wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we don't have time for that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Let's go. Just about 7:05 on Tuesday morning, the 7th day of October, 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Chet Buchanan Show with Abby Abelar of Mountain's Edge going for win number 4.
Let's go.
Dude, if she doesn't end up being our, 27th five-time champion of Michaela's Hometown Throwdown,
that's
I'll be
insane.
Shocked.
Yeah, she's incredible.
I'll be shocked.
She's going to be really... Becca.
She's yeah, to get win number 3 yesterday. She's another one of those Terminator types.
Yeah.
Just kind of quiet. She knows stuff. She even admitted it yesterday. She knows a little bit about a lot. And that's
just enough for us.
So we'll do that in a minute. I've got a big problem this
week.
What? Huge problem.
What's the matter?
This weekend. Well, so the way it all worked out in the WNBA finals, because Minnesota didn't beat Phoenix, right?
Yeah.
They were the number one seed. They would have had home court advantage. We'd be talking about playing games 3 and 4 here, and then game 5 would have been in Minnesota on Sunday, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
Aces are up 2-0, so all is not lost in this situation. But here's the deal. Because Minnesota lost, we were the higher seed than Phoenix, so we have home court advantage.
Cool.
Games 1 and 2, which we won both of them, here in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Games 3 and 4, tomorrow and Friday, in Phoenix. Win them both, we're champs.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Woohoo.
Chances of that are slim.
Oh.
Slim. I don't think Phoenix is going to go down like that.
Yeah, I hear that.
So that means there'll be a game 5 on Sunday. Maybe a game 5 to win the championship on our home court, which we've never done. The
that
other
would
two.
Be, oh my God, the city would go nuts.
The other two. And yeah, I'm saying we. I get a check from the Aces.
Yeah, you get it. You get a ring
from LV Basketball Incorporated. I get a ring.
Hello.
So I can say we.
And even let me look at them in person.
Here's the thing. South Point 400 for NASCAR also Sunday. If you look on my LinkedIn.
Oh God.
My social media profiles.
Your LinkedIn.
Quote unquote. I know. I was just. Thank you for realizing that I said that for the comedy. It's in quotes. I am the voice of NASCAR at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. I cannot be in two places at once, even though I've generally wriggled out of spots nearly as tight.
Yeah.
So in fact, yesterday afternoon, I was crushed. And they were so nice. And I do a thing pre-race with Speedway Children's Charities. Interview a driver, do a little auction, raise a bunch of money for Speedway's Children's Charities. I had to tell them, sorry, I don't think I'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we're lucky.
Yeah.
And the Aces can wrap it up on Friday, then yes. I had to tell Las Vegas Motor Speedway, sorry, you may have to find somebody else to do the pre-race, introduce all the drivers.
Yeah, of course.
Do the command, introduce the Grand Marshal.
Yeah.
Which is, here's the sticking point. So as if I didn't already feel bad enough. And understand, I am of the belief that none of what I have today would be possible were it not for the fact that I loved stock car racing as a kid and practically grew up at Evergreen Speedway in Monroe, Washington. And so it's kind of a connection to that every year when they let me do what I do at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a connection to my roots, and I take it very seriously.
Yeah. So what happened?
They just announced the Grand Marshal for Sunday's South Point 400 at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Now listen, I'm a straight dude. Never even so much as kissed another man on the mat. Ah, that's probably not true. I'm sure somebody could go back and find somewhere. I've kissed probably kissed another man on the lips.
Oh my God.
Oh, no tongue.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's somewhere that I've kissed another man on the lips.
It's beautiful.
But I'm pointing at.
Is I love it, that for you.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't. Anyway.
Oh my God. Who is it?
The Grand Marshal?
Yes.
Well, speaking of man crushes and the like. Glenn freaking Powell.
Oh, he's so handsome.
You're telling me.
Yeah, I like
You're
that
telling
guy.
Me. I love that. I'm not gay, but I love the man.
Wait, that's pretty cool. That's so
that's
random.
A good get.
Yeah,
I'm
it
not
is.
Gay, but I'm kind of hot for him.
Way to go.
I'm more than a little hot for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, he was in that movie with Sydney Sweeney. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a new show on Hulu coming out, too. That's probably
He's got
why.
A movie coming out. He's got a movie, The Running Man, hitting theaters in November.
Oh, no. So
the
what did you
The remake of The Running Man.
That's pretty great. Did you find somebody to do it, or you just like...
That's not my job.
Yeah, you're just like, sorry, I can't.
It's not my job.
Yeah.
Chet, no team in WNBA Finals history has come down from 0-2. So I think... I don't want to jinx
not
it.
Not worried about that. I'm worried about sweep. Sweep works. No sweep. So if Phoenix just gets
Yeah,
one,
if they get
know,
the game. And wait, wait, when's game three?
They're good at home tomorrow.
Yeah, so now we're fine.
Ask the next question.
When's game four? Friday?
Friday.
Yeah. And that's
it's
the whole problem.
Best of seven series.
Oh, it's not five anymore?
No.
Oh, no. Now I see. Oh.
Now you see the problem.
This whole time, I'm like, Chet, relax.
Now
they'll win one game.
You see the problem.
Oh, my God.
Why did they do that? Well, I know why they did it. More
well,
money.
Well, I blame
still.
Minnesota.
Yeah, let's blame
I
them.
I blame my good buddy, Kayla McBride.
Good. Oh, my God. Well, you know what? Look, here's the upside. You're, like, crushing it. So it's like, sorry, I can't go to NASCAR. I'm with the Aces.
Great problem to have.
Pretty rad.
And Las Vegas Motor Speedway could not have been more gracious. Speedway Children's Charities could not have been more. I am trying to find an auctioneer type.
Yeah.
For them.
That's what I thought I saw on Facebook. I was like, that's why I was like, did you find somebody thinking that it was that? Yeah. Did you find an auctioneer or no?
And a host and listen, what I do is not a big deal, but not a lot of people do it.
Yeah,
not a lot of people do it, and it's my baby.
Of course,
for the Speedway Children's Charity thing, I don't want to let them down. And they're honoring some 80-year-old lady who's making her grand, her farewell tour of all the NASCAR tracks.
Oh God,
it's the last time she's going to be in Vegas, so they wanted me to do a big thing for her. And then all of that. And usually, here's the other thing that sucks. Usually, that thing is like at 8:30 in the morning on race day. It's usually at 8:30. And so I thought, great, I'll be done by 10. I could go to Michelob Ultra Arena. It'll be fine.
Easy.
So at least I can take care of the charity.
Yeah.
No. Their thing moved to 10:30. Aces tip at noon. I just can't do it.
Ugh.
I just can't do it. Even if somebody goes, you get a helicopter. Even if I had a helicopter, wouldn't matter. Can't do it.
Get a helicopter. I mean, yeah, it's
true. It's true. Still wouldn't work.
Dude, I'm sorry.
I apologize. I blame the WNBA, to be honest.
Yeah.
No, I blame the Minnesota Lynx. You were the number one seed all year long. You were crushing people. And then you let Phoenix bully you and beat you up in the semifinals, and they lost. And I blame them. I'm not kidding. I hold Kayla McBride personally responsible, only because she's the only one that I can personally say it to her face.
I'm sorry, my guy, but it's a good problem to have.
The game should be at night, not at noon on a Sunday when everyone's watching football.
You know what the idea of that is? To hit that in the middle.
Yeah, I know.
Hit that kind of in the middle of the games.
Yeah.
You're hoping the early games are a bit of a blowout, and then you catch them before they go on to the second game.
Mm-hmm.
That's the idea. Mm. All right. Well, okay, so those are my problems.
Yeah.
That's all. I was just saying, more and more to announce. Glenn Powell,
I
dude!
Know.
Glenn Powell, do you understand? There would be a picture.
I know. I'm just... I know.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yep.
It would be...
Get some likes.
Listen, as good as AI is now, just make a photo of you and Glenn Powell and post it up in line.
I'm not doing that. I fight against that. But I mean, you know, to join the ranks of Morgan Freeman, Mark Wahlberg, Kim Kardashian, Dana White, among others.
Yeah.
So mad.
Ugh. Feel your pain.
Yes, it is.
Feel it.
So I just wanted to put it out there.
Good.
Here we are with Michaela's hometown throwdown. Abby Abelard. Mountain's Edge going for win number four. Mountain's Edge has moved firmly into their in sole possession of seventh place now. They've got 9 wins overall. Hendertucky and Red Rock with 10. Wagon Wheel with 11, Rhodes Ranch with 13, Best of the West in third place by themselves, 14 wins, Centennial Hills, Silverado Ranch tied for second with 21, Aliante and Sunrise Manor.
This is the Air Champions.
Listen, Air Champions.
I think I woke him up.
I think he's still thinking about 25. Glenn Powell.
I'm looking up helicopter routes for you, bud.
I'm telling you. I'm trying to help you out. You think I didn't?
Just give me your card. I'll figure this out.
You think I didn't? No, there were volunteers. It's literally timing.
Totally.
If there was a portal, you know, but the time-space continuum, maybe. Even a helicopter doesn't make it work. Because we wouldn't be done until 11:30. Tip is at noon. And honestly, my stuff at the Aces starts at 11:30. You know?
Yeah.
Ah!
Sorry, dude.
Glenn Powell, you magnificent SOB. I'll catch up with you at one point. 702-364-9898. Abby Abelard goes for win number 4. We are also playing 4. Nikki Glaser and David Spade tickets. Those go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. There's this Friday in January that they're going to be at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. The 16th, if you need to check your calendar to see your availability. Don't double book like I did.
Mm-hmm.
702-364-9898. Michaela's hometown throwdown. Call us right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed,
I dance and laugh.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
And you know what? You brought up a good point, Michaela, that part of really what makes me upset about this Glenn Powell thing. It's just the off chance that Sydney Sweeney might show up, too.
It's true. But you know what? She's with Scooter Braun now, so she's moved on. She won't be there. Now that you're not going to be there, she's not coming.
Yeah. And stuff your politics. I don't care about I just care about Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care about your politics. Yeah. Abby Abelard, Mountain's Edge, going for win number 4 today on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Hi, Ab.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we're doing really good. Oh, she sounds confident
She's
today,
ready,
too.
Baby.
I love that. Having a good day so far?
It's always busy around here, yes.
Oh, what do you do?
Yeah. Well, I have 6 kids.
Oh, my God.
Busy around there. Busy around the house. 6 kids.
That's insane, Mama. Yes.
They're all so quiet, though, so salute to you.
I know.
Yeah, she rules.
I'm hiding.
Yeah,
she's hiding.
And she rules
she's
with an iron fist.
Under
they
her
know
clothes.
Don't cross Mama. Don't cross Mama while Mama's winning stuff.
Yeah.
I would
let Mama focus.
I would think she would sound more tired.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Oh, I am. I am for
no,
sure.
No, understood. Who's the challenger, Adrian?
That'll be Alexis Blanding from North Las Vegas.
Alexi!
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm sure you know the rules. Answer with your name or buzz in with your name, but don't answer until we call on you. Make sure you buzz in nice and loud, too. But don't answer until we call on you because you may think that you got in first, but sometimes it doesn't turn out that way. The one question that Abby Abelard gets right every single day. Why do we call our quiz master the commissioner, Abby?
Because her last name is Gordon.
Her last name
That's
is
not
Gordon.
Good.
Commissioner Gordon, the one and only, Michaela Gordon.
The daughter of this legendary comedian and actor, best known for his role in movies like Mrs. Doubtfire, says she doesn't
Abby.
Robin Williams.
Are we talking about Robin Williams?
Yeah.
Was that who we were talking about?
Totally. Yeah, people are sending Zelda like AI photos, his daughter, and she's like, please don't send me these. Like,
yeah.
And
DMs.
Videos, too. It's creepy.
Yeah, videos.
It's not fun.
Yeah, she's like, stop, dude.
Champ 1, Challenger Zip. There the Abelard house has made its presence known.
I jinxed it.
Is that Abby? Mine. Is that yours?
Oh, Abby said that's not hers.
It's not hers.
That's mine.
That's okay. Hi, baby. This famous couple who got divorced for a second time.
Abby. Ben Affleck and J-Lo.
Oh my God.
How?
Dude.
How?
Amazing.
What was the rest of that
Who
on
cares?
Your end?
Reunited at the premiere of her new movie, Kiss of the Spider-Man.
Yeah, somebody, I forget who it was, like CBS This Morning or somebody like that, tried to go down that path with her about Ben.
Yeah.
And she deflected.
Yeah, she just said that when she wanted to do this project, she was passionate about it. She went to him. He helped fund it.
Yeah.
Now he's a producer on the movie. And good for them. I hope they can be friendly.
And I'm wondering if they had a don't ask about Ben edict on that show.
Yeah, I bet.
Because she was like, look at this guy, you know, asking the question.
Yeah. And she was just, makes sense.
All right. Abby's up 2-0.
The song Golden is still the number one song in the country. What is the name of the K-pop movie it comes from?
Abby.
It was Alexis.
I thought Alexis.
K-pop Demon Hunters.
It is K-pop.
Yeah.
Look at you. Distracted and all. It's 2-1.
This singer just announced she will start her Vegas residency next spring and perform.
Abby
for the win. Mm-hmm.
Is it Cindy Lauper?
And Alexis goes,
Hi. Abby, what was the answer?
Cindy Lauper.
Yeah.
Why? What she said Cynthia. Would that have counted?
No, Cindy Lauper.
No, but she didn't say that.
Game over.
Yes,
bring some type of drama. It's dominating.
I realized.
I know we needed something.
And I realized there's. I realized what else is she supposed to do? But I hate that Cyndi Lauper had to go out and go, we're going to turn it into Sin City with the CYN. I know. I realize you have to.
Yeah.
There's no way you can't.
Listen, but, I love Cyndi Lauper. This is such a random fact, but when I was 6 years old, I got to open for her. I sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow Where the Boys Are.
Where was this?
It was here in Vegas. It was at an outdoor festival that was so hot in the summertime. I can't remember how it happened, but I was so excited. But I was little, too, so I was like, I just know girls just want to have fun. Like, I didn't know Cyndi Lauper. And it was like the coolest. She was so nice to me. She made me feel so cool.
I have a weird feeling that you're going to get to tell her that story in the near future.
I sense
that coming. Alexis, you have better things to do. We'll let you
She's
go. Thank
go.
You.
Have a good day. Thank
you. You too. Ain't nothing you can do about that. Abby Avalar goes for win number 5 and attempts to become our 27th 5-time champion tomorrow on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. So you've got Nikki Glaser and David Spade tickets to throw on to your stack of prizes. What would you like to play for tomorrow? So Louis Tomlinson, Glaser and Spade, Chance the Rapper, Age of Chivalry, Renaissance Festival.
I guess we'll do Chance the Rapper.
Okay. We will do Chance the Rapper tomorrow morning, shortly after 7, Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. It's a...
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC. Sorry.
I was catching up on... thank you for everybody who's trying to find a way that I could get from Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
I love
to Michelob Ultra Arena on Sunday. It literally just does not work. People freaking out about Glenn Powell. Also... Earlier, who will be the grand marshal mm-hmm. for he'll be the guy to go. Drivers, start your engines.
Love it.
And I would be the guy to go now for the most famous words in motorsports. Yeah.
I get it.
Frustrating.
I know. Every reason.
And a number of people pointing out that we need to find a way to get Taylor Swift. If you heard Good Feeling Stories of the Day earlier, there's this organization up in the Northwest called Community Loaves in the Northwest part of the country.
Oh.
Not because Taylor Swift's
a
big bread maker.
Yes.
She's a big bread maker.
Knew about it, she would do it for sure.
And these guys make bread for food pantries in Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and Northern California. And God, how cool would that be if
Amazing.
Taylor Swift jumped in? We have tickets for Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival, who are sitting here. Now, listen, I'll tell you the truth. Secretly, I would love for it to rain on Sunday just to, because then that all my problems would be solved with this.
Washes away.
With this, because they can't race NASCAR in the rain. I don't see it happening.
No.
You know who's really hoping? Because you know how it is. So we've got in the forecast saying Thursday into Friday, maybe a touch on Saturday, that we're supposed to get rain. We're supposed to get a fair amount.
Mm-hmm.
We've been duped by these forecasts before because where the clouds will get right up to the edge of the valley.
Totally.
And then they can't make it over the hump.
Yeah.
You know, they're like,
And then they're like, it's Friday. We're done working.
And they don't make it in.
Yeah.
And so I'll tell you who's really got their fingers crossed for that is Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival.
Uh-huh.
But I'll tell you, no matter what happens, Sunday's going to be great.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yeah. I was actually just thinking, if it rains on Friday, we do that Movies on the Square in Town Square. Hmm. They have to shut that down too. This will break off a lot of things. Don't rain.
Yeah. See this with this week, while it seemed quiet, it's got a little hair on it.
Yeah.
This one does.
Mm-hmm.
4 tickets for the Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival at Sunset Park, scheduled for Friday through Sunday, thanks to our buddies at the Clark County Parks and Recreation. Your chance to have those tickets. Easy. A 177-second survey coming up.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Switch it up today for the 177-second survey. I don't know if it'll be 177 seconds or not.
Okay.
We're going to play a game. The famous signature sounds game. Adrian, who's on the phone?
We have Noemi Vasquez.
Right on, from North Las Vegas.
Yes.
Gotcha. Hi, Noemi.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're really good.
How are you?
So here's the deal. Same as Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Buzz in with your name if you think you know the answer. Okay?
Okay.
Famous. So AOL, You Got Mail. You know, that was, it was famous forever. Yes. It's gone now.
Pop culture staple.
My kids have no idea what that was.
Oh, my God. I know.
No, that's what.
As my niece is playing on her iPad, she's like, what's that, Mika?
I did say, for those of a certain age, it wasn't for everybody. And neither, these are pretty, Yeah, these are. In fact, this company is using this sound right now in a commercial. Are you ready?
Ready.
Here is sound. Ready. Here is sound number one.
Adrian. Coke.
Coca-Cola is correct.
You go, Adrian.
Adrian starts out hot. Here's the next one.
Adrian,
you go up two zip.
HBO.
It's HBO.
Adrian, mind your own business.
The curve.
Okay, Adrian, get out.
I know. Adrian, get out of this game. We don't want to play with you anymore.
Adrian's going to crush both of you. Both of you bees.
I know.
He's going to crush you. He's going to crush you. Adrian's got two. Michaela's nothing. Noemi, nothing.
Don't worry, Noemi.
Here is sound number three.
Oh, Netflix. Michaela.
You want to buzz in first?
Michaela, Netflix.
Just okay.
Oh, my God. You guys, I just experienced Michaela's hometown throwdown. You get so excited, you just yell the answer.
Michaela, I believe you answered Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Crap.
Adrian or Noemi?
Oh, my gosh. I don't have no idea.
Want to hear it again?
Yes, please.
Hang on.
No, don't.
Michaela, you are not eligible.
Adrian. Windows.
No.
Really?
No, wait. I've...
Shut up, dummy.
Yeah, dummy.
So, Noemi, it's up to you. You got a guess?
Noemi, you got a guess?
You
don't have to. It's not required. You can say no.
No, I
do not.
I don't have
it's
an
on
answer.
The tip of
is it?
Tongue.
Is it? Go ahead. Because you already answered. Is it Mac? Ahead.
Apple, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's Apple products, yeah.
Adrian's. Oh,
remember opening tabs and then just play because air codes.
Adrian, two. Nobody else got nothing. You'll get this one. You ready? Here's sound number four.
Michaela. McDonald's.
Because she's at McDonald's every day, which is a weird thing about her.
Me?
Or no? Wasn't that where do you go?
No.
You went somewhere that I was shocked.
In and out once a week.
Oh, in and out once a week.
Mm-hmm.
That's a swig every day.
Adrian.
There is a lot of sugar. No,
I literally go to Swig every single day.
Yeah. Because you know why? Because Mormon housewives. The secret lives of Mormon wives.
That's how it started, but now I'm addicted to you guys. I think about it when I'm not with it.
I walked past a couple of them last week.
They're awesome.
I get it now. I get it.
It's dope, dude. It's amazing. All right. Michaela, one. Adrian, two. Noemi, come on now. Pull it together.
I know. I suck at this.
No, you don't.
I can Google.
You'll get this one. Here we go.
Noemi
to get on the board.
Netflix.
Yes. Noemi won. Adrian won. Or no, Adrian two. Michaela won. I didn't get this one.
Oh, I knew it.
Just say it.
Can't think of it. Oh.
Could you play the sound one more time,
Noemi.
Please?
Noemi would like to answer.
Disney.
Not Disney. None of the Disney family on that.
Different tone.
One more time.
I mean, I would play this for you.
Next contestant, please.
Right. One more time?
Yes, sir.
Noemi is not eligible.
I'm like, what streaming service don't I have? I don't know. Apple Plus? I know it's all right.
Maybe buzz in next time.
Oh, yeah, but it's up
Adrian.
To me. No, they both went. Adrian,
oh,
Apple Plus, because everyone
no.
went.
Prime Original.
Mm.
A Prime Original. That one was hard.
Yeah.
That one was hard. Mm-hmm. You know it, but you don't know it on that one.
Exactly.
All
of them.
Oh, this one you should probably get.
Michaela. Da-da-da-da-da.
Michaela.
It's the...
Michaela.
Da-da-da-da.
Michaela.
No!
Michaela!
Don't! You're making me nervous!
No. Michaela!
Stop!
Michaela!
Stop!
You're making me second guess every time.
Michaela!
It's a cell phone!
Answer me! Michaela!
It's a cell phone! Singular!
Pick one!
Singular?
What is this? 1997?
Free
Stop!
Horizon?
I got nervous!
That's crazy!
Just stop!
Singular!
I don't know why it's in that. It's a dumb guess.
Singular.
I know. I hear
singular
it now.
Is the single greatest guess ever.
Michaela.
Noemi? Do you have an answer? Adrian, do you have an answer?
Adrian, T-Mobile.
Adrian says T-Mobile. Adrian. All right, nobody's gonna beat Adrian. Adrian's the winner. But the last one, this one frustrated the you know what out of me.
Oh my God, stop.
Right?
Oh my God, this why am I dumb?
Frustrates me to no end.
Okay.
Wait, why am I dumb?
Why am I dumb right now?
Well, it can't be any worse than singular, so you might as well let it fly.
I'm glad I didn't say cricket. My God.
Cricket's at least still around. Noemi would like to answer.
Okay, my son said Chrome.
Who?
Windows Chrome. I don't know.
Google Chrome. Oh, Google Chrome.
It is Windows.
Oh, yes. God. Yes. Way to go.
Adrian, 3. Noemi, 3.
Yeah.
Tie goes to the P1. Noemi is the winner.
Good job, Michaela,
in last place.
All right.
We're actually taking the point that she had away for the singular answer.
Shut up.
We're taking 2 points away. Michaela finishes with -1.
and just famous, a little dumber.
Famous signature sounds game. Very nicely done. Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival tickets for you. 4 of them, so take everybody.
I'm going to take the kids. They're in the car right now. We're going to get ready to drop them off at school.
Good fun.
Job.
We'll navigate that safely, and we'll talk soon. Hang on 1 second. Okay, so you know how I got educated. This is not Doja Cat like Asia Wilson. It's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
But then I was talking to somebody yesterday who I will not name, and they said, yeah, they're starting to get into the Aces, kind of new to town. I'm starting to get into the Aces, and they're like,
sure.
Oh yeah, I didn't know this would be, if they win, it'll be the third championship in 4 years. Oh my God. And wow. And Asia Wilson is, and I went, it's Asia, like the continent. And they're like, no, AJA, like, you know,
battled you.
Like Doja Cat. And I don't think they fully understood what my
role over there was.
Situation.
Didn't know you had a ring, baby.
The public address. Couple of them.
Yeah.
And I'm the person who announces the names.
Hello. So, you gotta love fun. People who but are like, I think it's this, and you're like, I literally do this for.
He was like, yeah, Asia Wilson's really great, and I was like, yeah, whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
One of the great, you know, one of the great signs that I may finally be maturing just a little bit.
Tell me.
Is that battle just wasn't worth fighting.
It's so true. You're like, you know what it is, AJ?
I said it once, and I just.
You're not saying it again. Yeah. I hear that.
Just let it go. Yeah. Hey, third and final warning, y'all. You know, and we're not, I think we're a show, I like to believe that we're a show that speaks plainly and speaks to people the way that people are spoken to. I don't cuss nearly as much as I do in real life. But I also think we're not a dirty show.
No, we're not.
Some shows are dirty shows, and we're not. So,
parents, be advised that there is sexual content in today's show. It is definitely not for children.
I do love how she framed this up, though. And usually I don't go for the people being anonymous, but for the second time today, I'm going to let it slide.
Okay.
As long as Taylor Swift is singing about it, we can talk about it too, right? Shouts out to Taylor for the inspiration. I've wanted to write this for quite a while and couldn't bring myself to do it. By the way, did anybody else watch Monday Night Football last night?
I caught glimpses.
Crazy game.
But the Chiefs played. Travis Kelce had a touchdown.
Uh-huh.
All I can think about is...
I know!
It's all I can think about.
I feel like everyone feels like that.
Should have been called back. Pass interference. Anyway.
So, I'm getting married. Well, it probably got in the way from what we're told.
Excuse me.
Jeez. And is everybody in the locker room?
Oh, my God. You know they were having hate. You know when he walked in, they were playing
looking.
It.
Or let's...
Yeah. Is that what guys do?
Yeah, sort of.
On the football locker room.
I mean, you can't help it.
Yeah.
Can't help it.
No, no, I'm not saying in like in any type of way. I'm just like, what are you guys doing there? I don't know.
No
what
touching.
What are you doing there?
No What's happening in that
Same
locker
thing
room?
You do in there.
It's not Star Wars.
Okay. I'm getting married next spring. I truly love everything about him, except one thing. And if I can't figure out a way to accept this thing soon, I'm afraid this could ruin the whole thing. Here's the deal. And get ready. You've been warned. We've tried to tell you. And I'll just use the I'm told if you use clinical terms.
So dumb.
That it's okay. No, really, if it's just we're explaining this honestly. He is not circumcised. I asked him if he'd go in and get snipped for me before we get married. He don't wanna. And he doesn't think he should have to. He's 28 years old. I got to be honest. I don't want to know. I don't want nobody cutting down there. You know?
Sure.
As an adult.
Mm-hmm.
There's part of me that gets it. Him not wanting to do it. There's part of me that wonders why he won't do this for me. There's part of me that wonders why I won't just deal with it for him. So now I'm having all kinds of second thoughts. I can't imagine spending my whole life with someone that I'm not attracted to in that way.
Boy.
In fact, I can barely do stuff. It nearly makes me sick. It really gives me the ick. I don't think she meant to Dr. Seuss that, but she did.
Uh-huh.
My favorite line of this whole thing is this. I'm not sure if I can spend my entire life with a turtleneck.
Oh my God. I feel like we're at Ugly Lunch right now. This is why the girl's just kiki.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. We're doing like an Ugly Lunch kiki right now.
Kiki.
Yeah, you're doing a good job.
Girly kiki.
Mm-hmm.
Are we doomed? Sure feels like it. Because neither one of them's going to budge.
Yeah, I mean,
she can't help the way she feels.
Right, wrong, or indifferent, that's how she feels.
Huh?
I said right, wrong, or indifferent.
Yeah,
that's how she feels.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
So anything anyone says, it's not going to matter.
And
it's pretty early on to have that issue. Like, you're not going to get over it.
I mean, if you got this thing, arg, hello. I mean, you know, I mean, if that's what it is,
mm-hmm.
Hey, here I am.
Yeah, chase it.
Yeah, then what do you do? You don't. Get away from me with that thing, you know?
And he, let me just, for clarity, one more time, recap this. They're supposed to get married, like they're engaged.
In the spring.
And they were together for how long? Before, do you know that?
Don't know. Getting married next spring. I'm just looking through.
Because my thing is,
no.
Just like for devil's advocate, I mean, why say yes?
I think I can explain. Obviously, I don't know. I'm not.
No. Like, we're just talking about it.
But I
because I feel bad for the guy then.
So let's bring in help. 702-364-9898. Literally, what do you do? This may just be a discussion, you know, just a quick roundtable discussion.
We always say that, though.
Usually what we say is we go, there can't possibly be any other answer.
Yeah.
And then this stupid thing goes 20 minutes.
Exactly.
And then we've come up with 17 different solutions to a one answer question.
True.
That we thought. Literally, is there any, are they doomed? And I believe maybe yes. Chance the Rapper tickets for you. Caller number 25, 702-364-9898 right now. It's Relationship Rehab.
In the morning. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Pretty funny. On the screen, if my screen is to be believed, it looks to me like the guys are all going, whoa, there's ways around this. It's like, okay. So sure. The guys are like, oh, we can figure this out.
Yeah. Let's put our heads together and figure it out. I know.
Again, 12. We're 12.
I literally didn't mean to. And, you, and yeah, I know.
And you, you're a problem.
Thank you.
Yeah, in the best possible of ways.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
We're trying to be good. I am overwarning. I realize that. She's getting married next spring. Truly loves everything about him except one thing. If she can't figure out a way to accept this thing soon, afraid this could ruin the whole thing. He is not snipped. He's on naturel. Down there.
Mm-hmm.
She was inspired by Taylor Swift. With everybody talking about Travis, she figured now would be the time.
Yeah. I've got things to say too.
She asked him to go in and get trimmed before they get married. He doesn't want to, doesn't think he should have to. He's 28. He's like, that ship has sailed. She's like, I get it, but also, God, if you love me, literally, you know, you wouldn't do this.
Mm-hmm.
But she's also like, oh my God, why can't I just deal?
Yeah.
Why can't I be the one to sacrifice?
Right.
You know why? Because she can't. Because she can't. Because she's having a hard time with it. Who did you say we're starting with?
Line one, we'll start with Hazel.
So she's like, and she used the term turtleneck, which is
I great. Know. It's so funny.
I don't know that I've ever heard that before. Really? Hazel, you're living this.
I'm not currently living it. I've lived through it.
Lived through it.
Okay.
What did you do?
I tried to, honestly, because I really was in love with this person.
Yep.
I tried to also ignore it. Like, okay, it's one thing. I can just.
Yep.
It's one big thing. But I can just handle it. And I'm going to be very honest with you. I could not.
Yep.
It definitely messes with your intimacy. It gets you to a point where you don't want to be intimate with this person.
Oy.
Because this is something that is. I mean, let's just be very frank and honest, because, again, even from we're just going to say it in, you know, medical terms, right?
Uh-huh.
There's also a hygienic issue there. I don't
care
how well you make sure that
it's true.
Pulled back,
cleaned. Yeah.
There is going to always be a hygienic issue there, not to mention it's unsightly.
I'm grossed out now.
You know, you want me to be up close and personal with this particular appendage.
Well, and if
I'm
you can't,
just not.
And if you can't, you can't.
It's really that simple.
Have we not all at some point in our history, you know, had a situation where you went, this just isn't working for me.
Yeah.
Regardless of what it was.
There's so many things that even like in couples therapy, you can get over or work through. But if it's like an attraction thing, I don't think you can. Like if you're not physically attracted.
But because it was dirty, Hazel, like he wasn't a clean dude.
No, it's just not like inevitable.
Even when you do pull it back to clean it, you're going to have to literally do that several times a day.
Questions we should talk about off the air, maybe. But do you get the idea?
Understanding.
Sorry, I'm being overly. You're fine.
Yeah.
No, you're fine.
I'm just wondering because some people are dirtier than others. That's all I'm meaning. So I wanted to know.
No, absolutely. Yes, but no. In this particular issue, it's just. No, he wasn't necessarily a dirty guy. He just, it's something you have to pay attention to for real several times.
I want to jump out of this part of it. I really do. It's not germane to what we made the point. So
yeah.
I want to jump out of this. Hazel, thank you.
Thank you, Hazel.
Of course. No, thank you guys. Have a great morning.
No, that's great. It's,
I hear that.
It's not a thing you can help. Oh no, I got rid of Hazel. Hazel, call back because you've got Chance the Rapper ticket.
Yes.
Sorry, I was like, okay.
Can I ask you back to the original question? Like, if that's a problem and it is okay if it is, why would you say yes when he proposed? Because then I feel like you kind of like set the guy up. Like now he's excited to get married and now he's going to get his hopes up. Like it would have been nicer maybe just to let it go.
Well, I have a thought. Jessica, do you have a thought on that?
Question? I would have said no to the proposal. I mean, if you can't love the person fully for everything they have, then why put yourself in that situation and be with them, you know, forever essentially?
I think that's okay, you tell me.
Because you're this guy and it's the best. Like, you're like, she wants to love him. She is in love with him, but she's just not attracted. So she probably said yes, thinking I can grow into this.
I'll find a way.
But.
And then she realizes she can't find a way.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. If we're God in a perfect world, Jessica and everybody else, in a perfect world, yeah, she probably should have said no. But but the world's not perfect, and you so desperately...
Her intentions went well.
Everything else is great, and then she's sitting there going, God, I can't do this. I just can't do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, it's tough. I feel bad for them both, honestly. But I say get rid of it. Just walk away now.
Yeah, I would walk away.
You gotta walk away.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, you can do anything, but you can't make yourself be attracted to somebody. And if you can't be, it's going to be a long 30, 40 years.
What a horrible conversation.
Oh my, don't say any of what I just said. Just she's like,
I don't know. How do you not? Well, I just don't think I can do it.
Oh, no.
I think you got to, you know what you have to do? You have to make it about the decision itself. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, we've talked about this. We don't seem to be able to, I just can't do it. I love you.
Yeah.
Oh,
tough.
Awful though. Awful
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I feel bad.
Awful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
I'm trying to think of a parallel. But if you're not into it, you're not into it.
Yeah. And if he's not willing, he's not willing.
And as long as she's not weaponizing it. Like, I know somebody. I know somebody that their relationship was suffering, but he had gained 70 pounds, and literally his wife, he was like, "Well, why don't you never even touch me anymore?" And she was like, "I'm not attracted to you."
Oh God, Ralph.
You know, and it sucked. But she was doing it to be mean. She was frustrated.
That's mean.
She was frustrated about a lot of stuff. His weight gain was because they were having financial issues.
Yeah, he was stressed out.
And he ate his feelings.
Yeah, like most people.
And then, that became a... Oy.
Tough, yeah.
Right, Jess,
but isn't
you.
Bringing this up now, like when they're already proposed, isn't that weaponizing it?
I don't feel like she's doing it to hurt him. Like my buddy's wife was doing it to hurt him.
No, I feel you.
She was pissed off irresponsible financially.
Yeah.
He was a bit loose with the finances and was
True.
Kind of going off on things that she didn't agree with. They didn't agree on how to do things. And so then when he tried to battle back with, well, now we're not.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she went, meh. And so it was all.
I just think in this circumstance, if she dropped this now in this period of time when they're already engaged, like she's immature, and I would run. That's the advice I'd give to the dude, because why wouldn't this be a conversation?
Sure, but okay. So you tried to stick it out, and now you're having the conversation. What else flip this on its head real quick. What's she supposed to do then? Just stick it out?
No, she cut it off because you're not attracted.
Because
that's never going to be the answer. But to do it at this point when we're already engaged, that's crazy. To me, it is, because you can't fake attraction like that. That's to me, that's the immaturity part of it.
Right. But I hear you,
because I could be like, oh, that's weird the first time. All right. I'm going to try and see how I can handle this for the first couple months. Ultimately, you're going to find out.
They have.
But to get to the point of engage, I'm not going to engage and say I'm going to marry
someone.
Oh, no,
I hear you. I don't think
that's where I'm confused.
I don't think any of us disagree with that.
No, yeah. I'm leaning towards Chet, though, when you said she really probably, because I have been in that position where I was with somebody and I really, really, really wanted to make it work. And I was like, listen, I'll just do what I got to do. And then I just couldn't. So probably I don't feel like her intentions are malicious. I think she probably wanted to. I just feel bad for the guy because it's an awful question. I mean, an awful conversation to have.
What's fantastic. And this is one of those where I giggle when I'm freaked out, but I think this is great. Because at some point down the road, somebody in her circle that's not in the inner circle knows. Right?
Yeah.
The ugly lunch kiki.
Oh, yeah.
The ugly
they
lunch kiki, they all know.
Girl, they made it to the group chat before the ugly lunch.
Yeah. In fact, that's what they call him.
Yeah.
Turtleneck.
That's probably how he saved
their
phone.
How's things with turtleneck?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
That thing.
Yep.
But there's going to be somebody in the secondary circle that's not involved in the ugly lunch kiki, that does not know, that does not call him turtleneck, that all they're going to know is how they were engaged and everything was fine until it wasn't.
Yes.
And they're going to ask the question, and then that uncomfortable conversation is going to...
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
I'm not trying to talk bad about anybody. First things first, 9 o'clock, right on the money. It is the 7th day of October. Today is Tuesday. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Ordinarily, I say be very careful about how we talk about products and businesses and whatever. You know?
Of course. Where are we going with this?
Well, because everybody's already making the joke about Taco Bell and the runs. However... understand this all goes together. There was an ultra marathoner event in Denver this past weekend. The International Taco Bell 50K Ultra Marathon. That's right, 50.
Wow.
31 miles. The race is a loop throughout Denver and includes mandatory stops at 10 area Taco Bells. Now, Taco Bell has nothing to do with, for the record, they're not affiliated in any way. But their legal team.
Sure.
You know, we know all about this.
Mm-hmm.
The legal team, I'm sure, gets in the way. So you run this 31-mile race, right?
Yes.
You have to stop at 10 area Taco Bells. You have to order something at 9 of the 10 Taco Bells. And you got to eat what you order. And there's certain things that, and you have to have a Chalupa Supreme or a Crunchwrap Supreme by the 4th stop. And at least one Burrito Supreme or one Nachos Bel Grande by the 8th stop. You need to finish the whole thing within 11 hours. You have to keep all of your receipts and your wrappers.
Okay, fair, yeah.
See, that's how they get you. And drinks do not count as food. Now, 31 miles is challenging anyway.
Yeah.
If you, the word we used to use was zook. If you, if it comes back, you're out. You're disqualified. You're also banned from any on-course stomach medicines, including, but not limited to, Pepto, Pepcid AC, Alka-Seltzer, and Mylanta. You are able to use the bathroom as much as you would like, but you can only use them at the Taco Bell restroom. You can only use Taco Bell restrooms, along with one other approved. Public toilet. This is the 8th year the Taco Bell 50K has gone. It happened last Saturday. They have not announced a winner or any final numbers, but they were expecting around 600 participants. And yeah, it's not that serious. It's a bit tongue-in-cheek.
Listen, I'm totally into it. I'd do it.
You ain't running no 31 miles.
Maybe I would.
Maybe if you had a scooter, if you had an electric bike.
If I had a helmet. Me and my motorcycle could go.
You couldn't run. How long do you think? How far could you run?
A mile. I'd be exhausted.
31
miles. Listen, I'd camp out at the first Taco Bell I saw.
Again, Taco Bell not affiliated in any way. They won't even comment on it. Organizers say they believe that it's probably hung up with the legal team.
Uh-huh.
Because if they endorse it, then they're opened up to liability.
Yeah, but they probably love the press.
They're cool with us talking about it. I have no doubt.
Let's go.
And
I'm kind of craving a Crunchwrap Supreme now. Okay.
Oh, why don't you run yourself?
Yeah, maybe
down
I will. There. You want one?
Just trot yourself down there. Just one right down Warm Springs.
It's 2 miles away. Run there, run back.
Start now. You might make it back by like Thursday.
I'm taking your order.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
3, 2, 1.
Normal people, abnormal lives. The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
I'm sure you know this about me already, but like whenever there's something that's supposedly going to change our lives, the GLP-1s, I'm always waiting to find out. Yeah, but what's that side effect that we're not,
that we
don't know till 2 years down the road?
Totally. What's the price you pay?
AI, what's the price? What is the price we're going to end up paying in the end? Apparently, if you've been using AI to help you with your job search, you think this is great. Helps me write a great, you know, they don't call it a resume anymore. What do they call it? A DV? Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not sure what that stands for right now. But I'm just saying, it's not called a resume anymore. Here's the problem. Some companies have been so swamped with AI-generated applications that hiring managers are looking for a way to separate the humans from the machines.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's kind of all, you can tell now, like it's almost a little too good.
Yes.
And so now about 1 in 5 companies are saying that they may go to a pay-to-apply system. And then nearly 90% say, well, we haven't really talked about it, but we can see how it's probably going to happen at some point.
Sure.
The idea is they might require you to do an application fee like some colleges have done.
Sure, okay.
This way they weed out the riffraff, they filter the human-made results from the stacks of the AI-generated ones. But let me tell you something. If you're out of a job and you're out of money, how in the hell are you going to pay a $10 application fee?
Oh my God, you're so right.
So on it's just...
And if you're doing multiple applications...
Yeah, what do you do? You're already broke, you need a gig, but they need you...
You're not trying to spend $100 on 10 resumes?
AI, man, I'm telling you.
You're kicking our butts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
More you know before we go, Major League Baseball just had something happen this season that had not happened in 20 years, since 2005. And before that, the previous time it had happened was 1989.
What, dude?
Zero no-hitters.
No way.
I know.
Really?
You wouldn't have been able to prove it by me. And I kind of, you know, I kind of pay attention to this
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Zero no-hitters in the 2025 regular season. Hadn't happened since 2005. And before that, the previous year without a no-hitter was 1989. Generally, no-hitters have become more common in the last 25 years. It's usually about three times.
Oh, wow. Wild.
Huh. Four of the five movies nominated for Best Adapted Screenplay at the 2011 Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
A character lost an arm. 127 hours. Remember that movie where James Franco that got his arm caught?
No.
One of the Francos.
Kind of.
Got his arm caught in the boulder. True story, happened up in Utah. Anyway, 127 hours. Toy Story 3, character lost an arm.
Oh.
One of the dolls.
Yeah, that
True
makes sense.
True Grit and Winter's Bone. All the fifth movie was The Social Network. Nobody lost an arm in that one, and that's the one that won the Oscar. Okay. So maybe there's...
there you go.
I don't know. Take
don't
that.
Go losing limbs.
Take that for what you will. And less than half of the cultures in the world, less than half,
mm-hmm.
kiss.
Really?
Yeah, you would think everybody does, but they don't.
Yeah, I thought it was just like a natural thing.
Yeah. I'm going to leave that there. I think that's enough for one day. I think that's good. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's bounce out of here. Everybody have an amazing day. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. You may see me around town rushing from one meeting to another today. It's that day, and hopefully I see you. And if we do see each other, say hi, you know, with more than one finger this time. It'll be nice. Adrian,
let me keep it super simple. Follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Plus, if you like wrestling, I have a suggestion. Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez, find it on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts, including that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. That's it for me. I have to do a private event, so I can't invite anyone.
Oh.
So working, but
that's
big
good.
Work.
Make that money, girl.
Yeah, I'll be home by 9 in bed.
And shake your hindquarters.
Yeah, I will.
Hindquarters. Throw that gown on and go out there and shake it.
Yes.
And then we'll see everybody tomorrow. Make sure you give somebody a shout today and tell them that you love them, that you haven't done it a while, because you just don't know when you may not get that chance ever again. True. And tell somebody that they did good today. I've really, really tried to make that a point of emphasis, and it's shocking. The difference that it can make. Just, hey, you did a good job.
Oh, yeah.
Or I noticed what you did, and that was awesome. And that's a cool thing.
Absolutely.
Believe this. Great things are just about to happen. And know this. We love you. God bless you. And thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.
Love you guys.
Bangers, eh?
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.